I come from a place of fireflies, where men were reasonable and tall, where people knew me by who my grandfather was, and his, where farmers didn't block views with trees so they could see at a glance from the kitchen window how the corn was doing and the soybeans, where cemeteries were so old they had no one living who cared, and the raspberry bushes and groundhogs had taken over, where being a child meant living outdoors year-round, where you waved at passing cars because they probably knew your parents, and you didn't want to hear at church on Sunday about being rude. I came from a place where my nearest playmate was a cousin a mile away, where going to hang out meant riding the old fat-tired hand-me-down bike that had one gear but was great for popping the tar bubbles on hot summer days. I remember watching the big grasshoppers and flies whiz by and birds calling from the trees and watching my dog chase yet another rabbit. I came from a place of spirits, haunted by the land, by deep roots down five generations where uncles and aunts would come over for summer dinners after the milking and sit outside after dark in our yard talking, and how those adult voices murmuring made things safe somehow, as my cousins and I would chase each other through the darkness, making up games and hiding in the bushes in the darkness on the edge of safety, we thought. Thrilling in the freedom to roam, to be children, in awe when the fields and grass would erupt in a billion fireflies and we would put dozens in quart canning jars for study, and marveling at yet another mystery. I came from a place, a very common place, that had an order of season and harvest, planting and animals, birth, death, and renewal. A place where the farm animals taught about sex very early, but also about stewardship, pragmatism, kindness, and death. There were the late nights wading through snowdrifts to the barn in February's lambing season. Fields draped deeply asleep in white under hard, cold moonlight and wicked winds and drifts. Of helping with the births which only seemed to come in bitterest cold, cleaning newborn lambs off with old burlap feed sacks, holding the newborns under heat lamps until their mothers licked them clean, made sure they found the teat and began to nurse. Coats still steaming, tails wiggling. It was there I learned about birth and the miracle of it. I came from a place that has slowly died since then. I feel an ache of loss of a place that gave me a sense of who I was, where the places I roam with my dog are now owned by Arab sheikhs, where even bigness did not guarantee survival. It is a place where the invisible glue that once nurtured communities has evaporated from change and neglect and globalism and meth and now heroin, where people stay inside and hide from themselves, surfing the web for porn and never once see the fireflies rising up on the June nights, calling children to mystery, but with fewer there to hear the answers.